Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I am a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates was founded in 1990, and we specialize in both domestic and international adoption. We provide private adoption services throughout all of Michigan with offices that are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and the mid-Michigan Saginaw region. Anywhere in Michigan, you can find a connection to Adoption Associates. Adoption Associates brings knowledge, support, and understanding in adoption. Adoption is not only our specialty, but it is truly our passion. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly podcast to help educate and support adoptive families, birth families, as well as the adoption community. So we're very thankful to you, our listener, for being with us today. We are here fresh into the year 2019, and last year we spent a lot of time with our Meet the Staff series, which was a lot of fun, but we are returning to our regular programming, and the goal is to offer 2 new podcasts a month. Those will be offered on Tuesdays, and we're starting this year today, January 15th, with Adam and Cassandra. And we're going to talk about their experience with safe delivery, and we're going to talk about how they overcame some of the initial fears that they had. And so I'd like to go ahead and welcome Adam and Cassandra to the show. Hi, guys. I think you're with me.
Hi, we are. Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Good morning. Thanks so much for being here on the podcast today. And I'm looking forward to us chatting here a little bit and for our listeners to learning a little bit more about your experience. And would you mind, I guess, telling us to get started about the day that you received the call that there was a baby born, and this baby was born when you got a call and in need of an adoptive home. So what do you recall about that phone call and about that day in particular?
Well, that day we were actually out on a walk when we received the phone call. Adam's phone rang, and he looked at it, and initially he wasn't going to answer it, but I happened to recognize the number, and so Adam handed the phone to me, and it happened to be our caseworker, Maureen, and she had asked if it was a good time to talk, and I was like, well, we're on a walk. It's a good time as any. And so she proceeded to fill us in on kind of the situation of what's going on, and flooded me with a whole bunch of information. And then she's like, I'll let you guys kind of think it over for a little bit, talk it over, and then let me know if you'd like more information. So then we got off the phone, and I had to try to give that all that information to Adam.
And you were on a walk, so you had no pen and no paper. You were not prepared for all that.
Nothing to write down, no way to take notes. And so I gave the best information I could to Adam. And I remember the walk was kind of quiet after that. I think we were both trying to process everything. And then as we got back to the house, we talked it over and decided that it wouldn't hurt to have more information and to find out more about the situation. So,
okay. So, and the situation in particular that we are talking about today is safe delivery. And in the year 2000, Michigan enacted the Safe Delivery of Newborns Law that went into effect on January 1, 2001. And this is the law that allows for the safe, legal, and anonymous surrender of an infant who is up to 72 hours of age. And so this law enables a woman to surrender her child for adoption to an emergency service provider. That would be a hospital, a fire department, or a police station. And so this law is not new in the state of Michigan, and there are very similar laws enacted in most of the states in the United States. They have slightly different names in some cases. And so this is really the circumstances under which you were receiving a call. And so I'd like to spend a minute talking about that and kind of hearing from you about what you knew or did you know about the safe delivery of newborns law, and if so, what about that law did you know? And I think that's an important part of this, that you're getting a call from your caseworker about a born baby, but about these particular circumstances. So kind of fill in those gaps a little bit if you guys could.
Well, we happen to kind of know a little bit about safe delivery before the phone call, not only because of going through the home study and learning about it, but also because of the fact we have a family friend who has also adopted a safe delivery baby several years ago, actually. And so we kind of had some background to it, but we still pretty much knew just the factual information. And when we got the call, I actually made a call to our family friend and was asking her questions about it too, just so
okay.
I could kind of get more knowledge and information to learn more as we were going through with the process.
And when the phone call came that particular day that you were out on your walk, you got some details, but there was obviously a great deal of information that was not known, that may be information that was not known not only by you, but potentially the agency as well, because of the nature of safe delivery of newborns law. I mean, this is an anonymous situation in most cases, so the details that we have are limited. Will you share what that was like for you and how you handled that with there being so many unknowns? How the two of you managed to kind of sort through that piece of it?
Well, I just remember trying to make a pros and cons list of all of what we knew and some of the unknowns, but because of the great deal of unknowns, the pros and cons list wasn't really going to help us out. We just took a lot of notes and got as much information from both the agency and the hospital that he was in to get as much as we could. And then we just did a lot of praying and a lot of trusting our guts with what we felt was right for our family.
Were there any things in particular that you may have gotten stuck on there for a bit that the two of you had to spend more time in conversation about that maybe was worrisome for you?
Definitely like the possible cognitive delays. That was a big thing, to just trying to figure out to what extent, you know, how comfortable are we with the possible situation, knowing that it could go really well, but it also at the same time could go really bad. And we just had to go with what information we had and continually pray and trust that we were doing the right thing for our family and what we felt was right for this baby and providing the right care.
Right. And so I imagine, I mean, there must have been a lot of discussion and a lot of back and forth between the two of you. Was there something in particular that helped you come to that decision to move forward? How did you get, I know for a lot of families, I'm imagining we may have some listeners right now who are saying, you know, either we've been in this position or what if we are in this position in the future? How did you, what questions did you ask yourselves, or how did you work through this to get to a place where you felt comfortable officially saying to the agency, yes, we would like to move forward with this adoption?
I'm not really sure if there was an exact moment for both of us at the same time. I remember going into it thinking, God's got my back, and if this isn't right, he'll let me know, or I mean, I'm not really sure if there was an exact moment. It was just kind of, you know, I just kind of felt that it was right for me, and then Adam told me that it felt right for him, so we decided mutually to go forward.
Adam, do you maybe you want to jump in a little bit and share what that process was like for you personally?
I mean, there was a lot of concern about just the health issues, but I mean, we requested as much information as we could get, I felt, and you just kind of have to make the best decisions on the information you have and move forward.
And you guys also had the ability, in your circumstances, to go to the hospital and to meet him and to hear from the medical team as well about their thoughts and impressions. Do you feel like that played a role in helping you move forward in your decision making?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we wouldn't have felt as comfortable as we did if we didn't talk to everybody we could.
So when you guys were at the beginning of your adoption journey, had you planned or prepared yourself to adopt a premature baby or a baby that might have some medical needs?
At the beginning, we were wanting a baby as healthy as possible, but we were also open to considering some health issues depending on the situation. But yeah, this wasn't exactly in our plan, but like we said, we were open to considering some health issues too.
And your son is now, I believe, 11 months old. If I got that right?
Almost. He'll be 11 months old on the 23rd.
Okay. And spent some time in the neonatal intensive care unit, which is we call the NICU, N-I-C-U. Tell us how long he was in the NICU and what that experience was like for the two of you.
He was in the NICU from the time we met him mid-March till about mid-April, so just about a month after we met him. And then in the beginning, it was kind of nerve-wracking. I worked a great deal in childcare, so I had held a lot of babies, but he was definitely the smallest baby I've ever held. So that was a little nerve-wracking. And then, of course, you have all the wires and rules to go along with the NICU.
So how small? You said he was the smallest baby you ever held. What? How much did he weigh when you held him for the first time?
He was 3 pounds, like 5 ounces or something close to that. I have it written down somewhere, but yeah, it was definitely the smallest I've ever held.
So you kind of touched on it a moment ago in the neonatal intensive care unit. There are lots of rules and lots of procedures and lots of do's and don't do's. And if you could take a couple of minutes maybe just to talk about that, like what do you recall about that you think might be helpful for someone else or that really stood out to you as part of your process?
I would say, I'm pretty comfortable walking into hospitals and everything, but it was pretty eye-opening for me. You had to scrub into the NICU, and it's a 3-minute scrub, so that was a different experience. You can't bring any jewelry in with you, you got to lock up everything, so that was kind of a different experience for sure. And then just seeing a baby with all the tubes and wires attached to them, that was definitely kind of a surprise to us, for sure.
Do you feel that seeing him for the first time with all of the tubes and everything connected to him scared you? Do you feel like this really contributed more to your fears, or did you feel in some way different about that?
Initially, when I first saw him, like, I actually felt more comfortable with the situation, just seeing how alert he was. His eyes were open. He was looking around. We were able to hold him. I'm not really sure how it comforted me, but it just made me feel a little bit better about the situation. It was nerve-wracking, yes, but at the same time, it was kind of a comfort to be there with him, too.
And you touched earlier on the fact that, and we talked about unknowns, that there are unknowns that are inherent in the experience of adopting a child through safe delivery. But in addition to that, in your case, your son had some medical complications, and the future of his health was really unknown at that time too. And so if you could, I think just for those listeners that we have right now, it'd be good to hear from you just a brief update, if you wouldn't mind, about how life is now for you guys as first-time parents and for your son quickly approaching the first birthday. We were talking about that off the air earlier about how fast his first year was, but could you give us a little bit of an update on how he's doing medically and how you guys are feeling about that piece of the puzzle here?
I think medically he's doing really well for the rough start that he had. Initially he was on seizure medication. He is now completely off of that. He's fairly healthy. We haven't had any serious illnesses. And he's doing pretty well, I feel, for what he's been through at this point in his life. So.
Nice. I say that's great to hear.
Made it through.
And, you know, to your credit, you guys obviously, you know, you relied on your faith, I think is what you said earlier, too. And just knowing that this felt right. And that's really, I think, why you've struggled today to put some words to these decisions that you had to make. And because it's hard to talk about or even find the answers to why do we feel the way we do and where our faith comes from and how we know that a decision is the right decision for us. And obviously that was the case for you guys here. I'm wondering now in retrospect for all of us in all scenarios of our life, it's easy to take a step back and look at things of the past and say, okay, I would have done this different or I would have done that different or I really wish we had done this. What lessons do you think that you've learned through all of this? And do you have any tips for other prospective parents regarding safe delivery or regarding, you know, premature NICU type care? Anything that you could talk about that might be helpful to someone else is what I'm looking for.
For me, I guess the biggest lesson I've learned through all of this is just to trust my gut. A lot of the times, even in this first year of parenting, there's been moments where I'm like, I'm wondering if this is what is going on. And I've been right most of the time. So I think I've just learned to just trust myself and trust what I feel is going on in the situation. Adam?
I guess for me, I would say, I kind of touched on this earlier, but you can't make decisions based on how you think things are going to turn out. You can only make them based on what you know now, and you have to move forward with what you know and live with it.
And what you knew at that time is that there were some unanswered questions, and there were some things that no one was in a position to answer for you. And I know for a lot of people, and yourselves included, that can be very frightening. I think that you've shared with us some things to think about, some considerations that other couples could make. Anything else before we wrap up?
The other thing is, you know, if you're possibly in this situation or going through this situation, talk to people, because there's a lot of people that have had a NICU baby, or they may even be parents of a safe delivery. A lot of my comfort also came from talking to people that I knew, and getting their experiences and just learning from other people too. So
that's nice to hear too. I think you're right about that. Sometimes the fear can feel very alone, and you can, I don't think it's uncommon for people to feel like, well, we're the only ones that have ever faced this circumstance. And in most cases, that's not the case at all. So I think that's a really great point that you made, is hearing from others and reaching out and talking to others. And certainly if you're listening to this podcast and you are wanting to connect with someone like Cassandra and Adam who have been through it, or another family, you know, we would be happy to try and coordinate that too. So guys, thank you so much for today.
Yes, thank you
for your time.
Thanks.
And yeah, so much. And so we're going to continue our podcast 2 weeks from today in a new episode of Adoption Focus. If there's a particular topic that you would be interested to learn more about that you'd like to have us cover, please definitely give us a call. You can reach our office at 800-677-2367. We'll be live every other Tuesday. And if you're interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, you can also reach us on the web at adoptionassociates.net. We're on all social media platforms as well, so feel free to look for us there. Continue to listen, learn, and grow in adoption with Adoption Focus Podcast. For now, this is Jennifer. I hope you all have a great day. Bye-bye.